This is the Closing Market Report. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, let's get right to it. Argentina, what are conditions like at this point?
South America's picture continues to look rather good for improvement as we go forward through this next 7 to 10 day period. There are three storm systems that will impact that part of the region. The first one is going to occur today and tomorrow across northern portions of the country. It will probably miss the heart of the major grain and oilseed production areas, and as a result of that, we'll probably end up with an environment here where additional stress will take place as we go forward into the end of this week. In fact, temperatures in Argentina are going to get quite hot as well, getting back into the 90s to near 100 degrees on Friday afternoon. The second disturbance will come across the region on Saturday into Sunday. And at that point, we expect to see a fair amount of Buenos Aires, Entre Rios, and southern Santa Fe pick up on some rain. The greatest amounts will be in the northeast half of Buenos Aires into southern Entre Rios and neighboring areas of Uruguay, where there will probably be rain totals that will run anywhere from around a half to 1.5 inches in general, with local totals of 2 to 3 inches. But this is on the southeastern fringe of the most important crop areas, and we will have to wait a little while longer to get precipitation to fall in the west. The western areas will probably pick up on precipitation at the end of next week going into the following weekend. That's a long ways to wait. This does include Cordoba and western parts of Buenos Aires as well as La Pampa. And as time goes on, though, I do think everybody will have received some significant moisture. It's not going to be a drought-busting rain for anybody, but there will be enough moisture there to take the edge of the stress down by a couple of notches and help to induce a better environment for late-season pod filling for soybeans, and also to improve the situation for sorghum and some other late season crops like peanuts.
And in Brazil?
Brazil's weather still looks to be quite favorable. I don't think there's anything that we can really find to pick on too much here. The biggest issue with Brazil, of course, is the ongoing concern for the second season corn crop, which has already been reduced in size just by intentions of planting being dropped. But there's also going to be the risk, and a fairly good one, I must say, that there's going to be a lack of precipitation occurring during the heart of the reproductive season. I think seasonal rains will fall out in April, and we will have to see those crops support themselves off of the subsoil moisture only. And that could create some issues with the late planted crop not yielding very well. And of course, in a hard red winter wheat country in the U.S., there's still some ongoing concern about dryness there. That is not going to go away anytime soon. Most of the models recently have been trying to generate a little bit of moisture in the part of West Texas, northward into portions of southwestern Kansas, and they're going to continue to try to do this periodically. But I think for this next week and a half, there's not much opportunity for meaningful moisture there. A few showers may occur, but it's not going to be drought-breaking type rains. In fact, there's not going to be that much moisture there for crops to even respond to. It is warm out there. It's going to continue to be warm, so there's going to be an increasing amount of crop stress developing in that region. And the unirrigated crops, which have no moisture, will just be left on hold for a while. But they can only stay in this state for so long. Eventually, they will wither and possibly die. Now, I'm not suggesting that will take place. I do think the month of April will bring opportunity for precipitation to the region. It's just not necessarily going to be huge amounts of it, and below average amounts will still be the total for the month.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated. He's in Kansas City. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.